Paragraph 3 reads, didgeridoos were traditionally made from eucalyptus tree trunks that were hollowed out by termites. The wood was cleaned and fitted with a beeswax mouthpiece. The sound is not determined by the material, however. The characteristic sounds come from the hollowed-out tube. Nowadays, didgeridoos are made from a wide array of materials, such as metal, fiberglass, and other hardwoods. It is considered a brass instrument because of how it is played, and the length of the instrument determines the sound. Though the instrument can only make one note, expert players can produce harmonics and rhythmic patterns using their vocal cords, tongue, and cheeks.
All right, so talking about how these instruments are made, traditionally, they're made from eucalyptus tree trunks. So eucalyptus is just a type of tree, famous for being what koalas eat. I believe also eucalyptus is used in a lot of other, for a lot of other purposes, cosmetics and stuff, I think. And they're hollowed out by termites. So a termite is just an insect, very similar to an ant, but they eat wood. So termites, ants, bees, hornets, very similar, but these are the ones that eat wood. The wood was cleaned and fitted with beeswax mouthpiece, and that's pretty much how you make a traditional didgeridoo. So the sound is not determined by the material, but by the hollowed-out tube. And so today, in modern times, didgeridoos can be made from all sorts of different materials, just like any other musical instrument, metal, hardwoods, or synthetic materials like fiberglass, plastic, probably. Just like, it depends on exactly what you're looking for.
And so, because of how it is played, the didgeridoo is considered to be a brass instrument. And in addition to this, the length of the didgeridoo determines the sound that it makes. And so even though it can only make one note, these expert players can produce harmonics. So harmonics are a sequence of musical tones. So they can create different musical tones as well as rhythmic patterns using their vocal cords, tongue, and cheeks. So these expert professional players, they can really use the instrument in a lot of different ways to change the way it sounds, despite the fact that it can only make one note. So that wraps up the first half of our lesson. Thank you for listening, and make sure to go back and do some review.